Hello everyone, welcome to our Freak Broadcast. Today's topic could be happy for everyone. It is about famine. So as you know, Franco goes as Freak Bob, Bruno as Freak Krabs, doing his Freak Squad, and Thiago is Freak Patrick. On this freaky episode, we're going to dip into how we can help it and places with most famine in Latin America. With nothing more, let's get in.
Famine in the world is a very dangerous thing. It's still currently happening everywhere. Like, every day, millions of people starve and suffer due to a lack of food in local areas, or they could not be wealthy enough to even buy food. What we do know is that some countries have tried to fix this global situation by sometimes lowering food prices or making shelters for these people that are really taking care of or giving food in order to survive. But this hasn't provided as effective as we thought it would be. With the shelters that provide food, there is still a glaringly obvious issue. These shelters can only fit so many people. The countries are suffering from famine are plentiful. For example, Haiti continues to experience severe food insecurity due to political instability and natural disasters. Venezuela has an ongoing economic crisis that has led to widespread hunger and malnutrition. Guatemala has high levels of chronic malnutrition and food insecurity exacerbated by poverty and climate change. Honduras faces challenges related to food access and malnutrition, particularly among vulnerable populations. In total, 43.2 million are reported to suffer from hunger across Latin America and the Caribbean, highlighting the urgent need for humanitarian assistance and sustainable solutions to address these crises.
We have talked about the consequences of famine, but what solution do we have? Famine is a problem that has existed since the first day of history, and one of the principal causes is war. When war starts, force people to move, and because the army need provision and the production may not be enough, and generating a famine for all civilian population. So the first solution is bringing a long time of peace in a country. The principal cause of famine is poverty. A lot of people doesn't have enough money for paying the food they need. There are several solutions for poverty. Decreasing the price of food by buying a fair price to rural farmers instead of big companies. And most important, it needs the government to support the most vulnerable. And if the help isn't enough, international help is vital. For example, in 1984, Ethiopia solved their problem of hunger thanks to international cooperation.
The world has noticed and taken account of this problem, resulting in many organizations that are helping on this problem. For example, on this freaky episode, we are going to talk about the organizations Oxfam and The Hunger Project. The Hunger Project focuses on making community projects that help people who lack of food or are homeless. They do this for the people and hope for other organizations to join them or get government help to continue their work. Also, the organization of Oxfam focuses on making people fight against hunger and increase their productivity and resilience. They focus on guaranteeing that every human has an access to food and water, no matter the circumstances. But even so, since these organizations don't work with the government, they need help from the people to get noticed. So at some point, you can join them or help some of these organizations.
In conclusion, famine has been a problem that has extended since the first day of history and one of the main causes in war and economy. The solution is bringing a long time of peace in the world and improving the economy of the world. Decreasing the price of food by buying a fair price for rural farmers, having government support is the most important option. But since this takes a long time to make, we can always help people in need with a piece of food or money. Or or even donate to organizations who aim to fix this problem globally.